Com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Good morning. This is Dr. Ivan Wolfson of The Dr. Ivan Show. I am a clinician with over 20 years of clinical experience. I help people work through many types of relationship and adjustment-related issues. I am here to help you better manage the needs of your aging parents and help you help yourself in the process. I want to talk today about depression, but not just your standard run-of-the-mill depression, if there were such a feature. I want to talk about depression in the elderly. Your aging parent may be depressed, and you need to know that this is not just a normal part of the aging process. Ask yourself, is your parent depressed currently? Do you know what the signs of clinical depression are and how they differ in the elderly? Specifically, are you aware of specific features of elderly person's depression and how that differs from that of depression in a younger person? Do you realize that you need to know what to look for in order to adequately assess this problem and intervene when necessary? These are all very, very important things to know, and these are the topics that we will discuss in today's show. I have to tell you, I have the pleasure of working with a wonderful 85-year-old widow man. He is truly a gentleman in the truest sense of the word. He grew up in a fairly rough part of town with very little in the way of financial resources. His father, he reports, to have been a good man, but largely unavailable. His mother, she was a very difficult person, as he recalled, and quite frankly, neurotic at times. She was preoccupied with other people and their activities, and therefore had very little left for he and his sister. Now, he reports having benefited greatly from the love and care of his grandmother. And the mere mentioning of her to this day causes him to well up in tears of love and adoration. He was raised by his grandmother largely, and she instilled in him the values and integrity and strong work ethic that makes him the man he is today. And he was never able to go to college because he had to financially contribute to the well-being of his family of origin. He worked very hard and was able to work his way up from the bottom to later in life owning a larger company alongside his friend and business partner of many years. While working in this industrial industry, he had suffered an accident which resulted in him losing several of his fingers. And though this left him partially disabled, he never stopped working as hard as he always had and the long hours he had prior to the accident. This, I think, speaks to his work ethic and his commitment. And he is a person who absolutely never complains, despite what life throws him. He just doesn't understand the benefit of that. It doesn't seem like something that would ever make sense to him. You'd never hear that come from his mouth. despite having accomplished so much and had become a business owner and been able to share this business with a longtime personal friend, he unfortunately learned far too late in the process that his friend and business partner had been embezzling money from the company for many, many, many years. And he had been blind to that. He just trusted this other individual to take care of that part, never even looked at it. He had said that we were working so hard and we made plenty of money. There was enough money for both of us and for our families. There was just no reason for him to do this. He still is struck by the incomprehensible nature of how his friend could do this to him. But this long process of stealing from the company had ultimately led for them to need to sell the company to a competitor in order to get out of debt. Now, this gentleman that I'm speaking of then had to remain working for his competitor, the new owner of his company, in order to survive and continue to support his wife and his children. Now, later in life, he has learned that some of the younger people that he has taught the business to at his prior company and have worked their way up to a position of relative success, he has learned that these younger folk have worked to undercut him and rob him of all future sales commissions. And they now will be the recipient of all that he's worked hard for all these years. Understandably, he's very upset about this latest experience of exploitation without having any recourse at his age at this company. And despite remaining very well liked and productive with this company as a sales representative, this is something that has been a pill that's been far too large to swallow. Additionally, he has lost his wife, who he was truly in love with and had defined as the love of his life. Several years later, he was able to meet another lady friend with whom he was able to converse, have meaningful interactions with, and continue his active lifestyle. However, he has recently lost her as well, unexpectedly. He has stated to me, with the exception of my children and grandchildren, all of the people that have mattered to me throughout the course of my life have died. He went on to say, I'm very alone. Now, his children are thriving and in unimaginable ways, and he remains very close to all of his children and grandchildren. They are all very good to him and speak with him on a daily basis. They bring him out, they invite him over, they pick him up, they include him in everything. But despite knowing how very well his children are doing, how happy they are and wanting, not only willing but wanting they are to support him in any way, he remains clinically depressed. Now, he would be the first one to state that he has a very good life. He would further say, in his ever-present humble way, that he remains far more fortunate than he believes that he deserves to be. Nevertheless, he has neglected himself and his emotional needs for most of his years. You see, he was so busy trying to do right by all of the important people around him that he failed to address and work through his own various life difficulties. This is further complicated by him being a very intelligent person to this day, and he is prone to overthinking. And unfortunately, during the quiet moments of his day, his mind often goes to his many places of insecurity and discontent. He relives the experiences of emotional abandonment by his parents, the betrayal by his business partner, the loss of the love of his life, his wife, and then the subsequent passing of his lady friend. All of these unresolved emotional traumas contribute to his current depression. When you think about it, the accumulation of losses, the ongoing self-neglect, the tendency to prioritize the well-being of others to your own detriment, can you really say that you're surprised that a good person like this ends up feeling this way? I'm not. I can tell you that the biggest mistake and assumption that I see people make with regard to the difficulties that we all go through over the course of our lives is the adherence to the good intentioned, though distorted, notion that time alone heals emotional pain. I'm here to tell you that time alone heals nothing. And you have to be responsible enough to roll up your shirt sleeves and actively get into the thick of the difficulties that occur throughout the course of life in order to work them through. You've got to earn it. People say sometimes, it happened 50 years ago, that doesn't matter anymore. Well, I'm telling you, if you don't work it through, it's going to linger. And in fact, it can often get worse. Your aging parent may be depressed, and this is not just a normal part of the aging process. Please stay tuned. We're going to talk actively about this. I have a lot of good information for you, and I look forward to taking calls when I return. You're listening to the Dr. Ivan Show. Please stay tuned.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
That power drill you bought in 96 is working about as awesome as a 20-year-old drill should, meaning not so awesome. So trade it in at Napa and get a $25 instant rebate toward a new DeWalt cordless drill kit. There's only one word to describe instantly getting $25 off a new DeWalt drill, and that word is awesome. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Trade-in rebate may vary. Offer expires 6/30/16.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
605-5370.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This is Dr. Ivan Wilson of the Dr. Ivan Show. I'm here to help you better manage the needs of your aging parents and help you help yourself in the process. Today, we're talking about how your aging parent may be depressed and how that looks different on different people. There's no cookie-cutter approach here. No two people experience depression in exactly the same way. However, it is estimated that as many as 80% of Americans will experience a diagnosable clinical depression at some point in their life. Now, that doesn't mean that they'll actually seek treatment for it or that it will be diagnosed, but it'll meet the criteria for clinical depression. It is that common. But I'm telling you, with as common as that is, no two people experience it the same way. So you have to look specifically at the individual, and not only from person to person, at different phases in the life process, people experience it differently. We're talking today about depression in the elderly, and I want to speak specifically about that and how that may appear in your loved one. Clinical depression in the elderly is common. But here's the thing. Don't mistake that to mean that it's normal. Just because it happens regularly, it doesn't mean that that is what has to happen or should happen or is an inherent part of the aging process. It's not. And you can avoid this. You can do some things proactively to prevent the occurrence of depression, or at least to keep it to a minimum. Late in life, depression affects about 6 million Americans aged 65 and older. But shockingly, only 10% of those people receive treatment for depression. The likely reason is that elderly people often display symptoms of depression differently. And depression in the elderly is often frequently confused with the effects of other multiple illnesses and medicines used to treat them. There's a great deal of confusion around this issue. Now, we have a caller on the board. I want to take this caller. Darlisa, welcome to the show. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome to the show. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. I have
Go ahead.
Yes. I have a father who's diagnosed with prostate cancer, and I have noticed that his mood has changed since the diagnosis.
Mm-hmm. How so?
He used to play golf every morning, but because of the radiation treatment, he's not able to be as active as he used to be. So his mood is not as light and happy as he used to be before the diagnosis.
Right. Can I ask how old he is?
He's 75.
Okay. And what is his disposition? Is he a person who is resilient? Is he somebody who tends to bounce back from things? Or is he untested? Has he just had a relatively healthy life, or this is something brand new to him?
He's had a relatively healthy life. He's in good physical condition despite the cancer diagnosis. Mm-hmm. But he is resilient. He does have a fighting spirit. And my mother and I talk to him frequently about every day. I go to the clinic with him for the radiation treatment, and we watch him, and we talk to him about how he's feeling that day, to make sure if there's anything that we can do to help him get through this process, we let him know that we are there for him.
And so is the prognosis good?
Yes, it's not aggressive, and so he's okay. Been treated for, he's going to have 40 treatments of the radiation, 40 times. And my mother created a calendar, a special calendar, to reflect the treatment schedule. So after each treatment's completed, he comes home and he puts a big X on the day. And that makes him feel a sense of accomplishment and hope.
Well, absolutely. It's empowering, right? Because then you have something tangible, a tangible reminder of ground that's been gained. You now see the X's in a very black and white kind of way that I've accomplished that. That is movement. That is growth. We're moving forward. I love that.
Yes, it's a great idea. Thank you.
Yeah. So you've told me a couple really, really important things, and that is that fortunately you've got a couple things going in your favor here. First and foremost, you've got a wonderful family, and the family is all in and supportive and available. And that, I'll tell you what, there's no price that you can put on that. So many people don't have that. So many people have caring people that they're related to, but they're equally unavailable. And the fact that you and your mother are there as champions rallying behind him, I think, is of paramount importance, and you're all very lucky to have each other in that way. You also speak to what I think to be the greatest human attribute, which, again, not everybody has, right? You're either born with it or you're not, but that is resilience. You say that he is a very resilient person, and that, for those of you who aren't comfortable or familiar with that term, that just speaks to the natural ability to bounce back from adversity. And I'll tell you, to have that, it's a game changer. So I'm thrilled to hear that it's not an aggressive form of cancer that he has, that he's actively involved in a treatment process with good prognosis. He's got the family support, and he's got the personality, the disposition to be able to rebound quite well. I mean, all things considered, I would say your father is very fortunate. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And his faith is also a component of helping him heal and get through this stage of his life.
Oh, that is amazing. Absolutely. You know, you talk about purpose and you talk about meaning, and these are the things that kind of inspire us to get up every day and to fight the battles that we have to battle. And he has all of the component parts that will give him, I think, the best chance for success. But even still, as you say, it's quite natural to feel depressed and at times maybe even overwhelmed by the magnitude of the condition. You say that he's depressed. Tell me specifically about that. I mean, in what ways does that show?
He's been sleeping, taking naps during the day that are longer, and he usually doesn't take naps during the day, and it's usually after the treatment. So yeah, when we go to the clinic, we're surrounded by people who are ailing, who are in much worse condition than my father, and he sees that on a morning basis, on a daily basis. And it even affects me because, yeah, you know, you engage with the other clients there at the clinic, at the cancer clinic, and there's a rapport among the patients. And you try to be upbeat when you're there, but it is draining psychologically,
oh, yeah,
mentally. It's draining to go and be exposed to that every single morning.
Oh, you're absolutely right. There's a compound effect. It's not just your loved one, but it's the other people that you grow attached to and care for and see kind of suffering this way. Hey, let me ask you, can you hold the line? We have to go to break, but I definitely wanted to continue our conversation if you have the time to do so.
Sure.
Okay, very good. Thanks so much. We'll look forward to returning this call in a moment. We're talking about aging people and the depression that occurs, oftentimes that goes unresolved. Please stay tuned. I'll have a lot of good information to continue.
Newsbreak.
I'm Rick Vasa. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has proposed regulations that could cut off access to credit for millions of Americans who use small-dollar loans to manage a budget shortfall or unexpected expense. Dennis Schall is with the Community Financial Services Association of America, or CFSA.
Rule is a staggering blow to millions of consumers and thousands of small businesses across the country. Consumers will be left without a financial lifeline, and thousands of businesses, many of them small businesses, will be forced to shut their doors and lay off their employees.
Dennis Schall says this rulemaking process is based on a biased view of payday loans and how consumers use these products.
The CFPB has conducted a faulty rulemaking process from the start, relying on flawed data and research from industry critics. The proposed rule also fails to distinguish between legal licensed lenders and those illegal, unregulated lenders who operate outside the purview of the law.
For more information, go to CFSAA.com. That's Newsbreak from the CFSA.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This is Dr. Ivan Wolfson of the Dr. Ivan Show. I'm here to help you better manage the needs of your aging parents and help you help yourself in the process. We're talking today to Darlisa, who has a father of 75 years who is currently undergoing prostate cancer radiation treatment. He is a person who has the benefit of a well-connected, loving, supportive family who is there with him every step of the way. He is a person of faith, which gives him a great deal of inspiration and a commitment to persevere. And he's a resilient individual, which I had said earlier is, I think, one of the single most important human attributes that any of us can have and pull from. Darlisa, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, so we were talking before the break about how naturally, he's depressed. I think anybody under the circumstances would likely be depressed. And you're seeing this in ways that he's sleeping more and perhaps less active and less motivated. Now, we have to understand that some of that is completely attributable to the treatment process, right? I mean, radiation will zap your energy. I mean, it is no joke, and there's no way to even verbally adequately describe what a person is subjected to when they go through this. So we can understand on that level why he might need to sleep during the day. But I think in addition to that, sleep can also serve as an escape, right? I mean, it's one of the greatest escapes that people utilize to escape their upset, their depression, their bad feeling. It's what we turn to sometimes to just kind of, you know, not have to cope or deal with that which might overwhelm us otherwise. Do you feel with your father in particular that perhaps these naps are twofold? They're one, because he's physically tired and drained from the procedure, but maybe equally as well, an escape for him?
Yes, I believe that it's 70% escape, 30% because of the medical procedures. My father was very active before the diagnosis. I told you he played golf every morning. He also has a grandson who's 12 years old, and he would pick him up every day from school, which was a 45-minute drive back and forth to pick up Isaiah from school.
He was happy to do it.
But he's no longer able to make that commute to pick up his grandson. And that's another feeling of being not being as helpful as he used to be. And my dad has always been the provider, always been the hero of the family. And these little small changes in his schedule make him feel slightly depressed because he's not able to do all the things he used to do when he was in a more healthy state.
That's a great point, and I love how insightful you are, how you understand kind of what makes him tick, and how these things that so many people perhaps kind of do but maybe take for granted, he was all in on them. He thoroughly enjoyed them and feels a loss for not being able to do that which was so generous of him to do. But I'm thinking that there's an opportunity here even still, despite the seriousness of the situation and the legitimacy of he's got reason to feel down. I mean, he's lost a lot, and we're hopeful that he can return to his prior life schedule. But in the meantime, I think he has a growth opportunity before him, and that is to understand that his value transcends those things that he could do for the family. I know you get it, and I know your mother gets it, and I know his grandson gets it, but he may not get it, right? I mean, typically, I think we are creatures of habit, right? We define ourselves by our activities, and perhaps early on in life, he made the personal commitment to physically being there for his family, and he's been largely successful at doing that. But in the absence of being physically able to do that which he so desperately wants to do, he may feel a diminished value. Do you think that might be happening with him?
Slightly, but we are so keen on letting him know affirmatively how much we love him, how much he's contributed to all our lives, how he's been the rock of the family, and he knows this. And Father's Day is coming up. So we will establish, you know, we'll all rally around him and lift him up. And he is doing well in his treatment.
Right.
The doctor says that he's doing a great job every day with the radiation. So I believe, and I'm a person of faith as well, that we will survive this cancer and he will get back on track mentally as well as physically.
Well, just by listening to your spirit, I believe that he will as well. I mean, I think that you have a tremendous family resource there, and he's doing all the right stuff. But you had said something earlier. I had said, first of all, you had said that you think the naps during the day are probably 70% a function of escape and 30% a function of the physiological depleted nature of the treatment. And I have to believe that that's exactly right. But given that, as the case is 70% of it is maybe the depression and the escape, what else can be done at this point to kind of help with that? I mean, to me, that's good news, right? Because that's something that you can affect more change in than the other stuff. So when I asked earlier, do you feel that maybe he defines himself in more of a rigid way and he sees himself as a doer and he was not able to do, he maybe doesn't feel as good about his contribution. You had said, well, no, we do a really good job of telling him all the time. I'm sure you do, but that's not the point. Just because you're giving him all the right information, that doesn't necessarily mean that he's taking it in and embracing it and accepting it as equally valuable.
Okay, right. I think that's something that we need to address. The family here needs to address that, and I'm grateful that you're pointing that out to us. And I think that going forward, we can maybe not limit his nap time, but talk to him about his nap times and say, maybe have more family time where we watch movies together or go on a short walk together. And Isaiah, the grandson, is out of school now. He graduated. So that's more time to spend with the grandson.
Yeah. But you know, again, it's high time for a paradigm shift, right? And we're hopeful that he'll be able to return to all those activities before too long. But in the interim, he has this brilliant kind of learning opportunity to understand that his value goes well beyond what he can do, right? I mean, that I've always said that you know, when you love somebody and when you have an impression, a positive impact on their life, you live on in their heart and in their mind, even if you don't have physical proximity, even if the person has to move several states away, or even well down the road after that person passes, our loved ones live on in us. And I think that he could benefit greatly from kind of adopting this perspective that his value is perhaps greater than he even recognizes. And as you say, watching movies together can be equally important. It's not about what have you done for me lately as much as the strong influence and positive effect that you have cemented in our lives and will always be. I think this can kind of serve to take some of the self-imposed pressure that he puts on himself off.
Okay.
I mean, does that make sense?
That's very good advice.
Yeah,
that's
so
very good advice.
So, I mean, typically, you know, when you have somebody who's like a superhero kind of figure, which it sounds like your father is, I only regret that I don't know him. He sounds like an amazing man. We like to think that, but he's got it all covered. Really, there's not much, you know, that we can share with him that he doesn't already know. But he knows what he knows, and he knows a lot. He's been very, very, very successful. But one of the greatest things, I think, in life is that we're never done growing, right? There's always more that we can learn. And it might be that this perspective, because he's such a doer, this perspective may have kind of like passed him by. Maybe he doesn't understand the magnitude of his impact when he's not able to do as much as he prefers to do. So I appreciate you being so open-minded and receptive, and will hopefully kind of, you know, respectfully assert yourself and challenge him in this respect and help him understand that he's equally valuable and loved and cherished and important in the family, regardless of what he can do, even though, of course, he'll always want to do it all.
Absolutely. And I, again, can't thank you enough for your insight and your feedback during this process, because I think we've all grown. I've grown. My mother's grown. My father's grown. Everyone in my family has grown through this cancer scare.
Yeah. Well, you are truly an inspiration. I thank you so much for the call, and I welcome you to please call back and let me know kind of how things progress for your father and your family.
Thank you. I will
All right.
do that. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Be well. You're listening to the Dr. Ivan Show. We'll be back in a few. I've got some specific information that can help you better assess whether or not depression is present in your aging parent. Please stay tuned.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail. Stores. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember,
We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
This is Dr. Ivan Wilson of the Dr. Ivan Show. I'm here to help you better manage the needs of your aging parents and help you help yourself in the process. We're talking today about depression in the elderly, and how, though it's not a normal part of the aging process, it is rather common. And I just want to spend a moment on making that point of distinction, because it can sound like a contradiction, but it's not. It's not normal in that it doesn't have to occur. Not every aging person will be depressed. But it's common because so many people have life situations that they're unprepared for. And when they find themselves in a challenging situation that they didn't expect or didn't prepare themselves for, it can get to you. It can get to anyone, regardless of age. It's so important to understand how common this is and how you need to educate yourself and become more sophisticated at the telltale signs of this condition so that you can adequately assess this in your loved ones, in your parents, and be able to do more to intervene when needed. So specifically, depression impacts older people differently than it does younger people. So it's not a carbon copy kind of experience. You can't say, oh, I had that when I was a kid, or I know somebody who was in their 20s and had that, so I'll look for that in dad, or I'll look for that in mom. It isn't the same display or demonstration. Additionally, what complicates depression in the elderly is it often occurs in concert with other medical illnesses and disabilities. It can last for a longer period of time. Research has further suggested that depression in the elderly can increase the risk of cardiac diseases. Depression is associated with an increased risk of cardiac diseases and an increased risk of death from illness. And if you think about it a little more, this kind of makes sense, because when a person's down, when a person lacks motivation, lacks energy, lacks commitment to do all that's needed to be done in order to become resilient and get better and take full advantage of the treatment opportunities, sometimes they don't get the same result. It's further been known to reduce an elderly person's ability to rehabilitate. Studies in nursing home patients with physical illnesses have shown that the presence of depression has substantially increased the likelihood of death from those illnesses that might otherwise have been treatable. And you know, this reminds me of a story. It's actually a story that I'll always remember, and it affected me greatly. I remember working in an elder care residential facility some years back, and I happened to get on the elevator after, you know, my days working with the good folk who lived there. And a physical therapist who I'd seen before many times, I knew who she was. I saw the white lab coat, never quite knew her name, but I knew her to be a friendly person. She had said, in that awkward silence going down in the elevator, "Do you know what we call you?" To which I responded, I didn't even know you knew me. I didn't know you called me anything. "No, what? What do you call me?" And she had said, "We call you Dr. Happy." And I said, "Wow, that's really, really sweet of you. Thank you. I love that. You know, I do see myself as kind of a happy guy." And she said, "Oh, no, no, no. That may be true, but that has nothing to do with why we call you Dr. Happy." And I said, "What? What do you mean? Where then does the name come from?" She said, "We call you Dr. Happy because in the physical therapy department, we always know what patients you're working with. Not because we have your patient list, but the patients that you work with become happier. They become more motivated. They become more invested in their physical therapy treatment process. And I can only assume are that much more invested in their medical treatment process. And it stands to reason. When a person has the weight of depression lifted from them, when they feel more sense of purpose and a more sense of empowerment and more of a sense of hope, they're likely going to be more committed to every treatment process." Boy, I'll tell you, that meant the world to me, and I was pleasantly surprised to see that my work affected not only the psychological well-being of an individual, but also the other treatment components were positively affected as well. And I think that stands to make a very, very important point, and that is resolving depression can greatly enhance the progress in other treatment arenas, whether it be medical or physical therapy or even family relations for that matter. I think it's of paramount importance to understand the detrimental impact of depression when it goes undiagnosed and untreated, and let that renew our commitment to doing right by our parents and our aging population, and not wait for, as I often say on this show, a personal invitation into helping them, because this generation, I hate to make generalizations, but they tend to be very proud. They tend to be a non-complaining kind of a group of people. They've come through hard times and have done remarkably well, and they're used to being self-starters. They're used to being doers. They're not used to being able to focus on themselves and ask for help or even identify that they may need something. Their whole life tends to be taking care of others. So this is where you have an opportunity to become a little more sophisticated, become a little more proactive. This is where you can really do the next great thing for your aging loved one by becoming more sophisticated at what the signs of depression in the elderly are and intervening when need be. So here they are: feelings of hopelessness or helplessness or pessimism, feelings of guilt, worthlessness, irritability, restlessness, loss of interest in activities or hobbies once pleasurable, fatigue, decreased energy, any difficulty concentrating that hadn't been present before, remembering details and making decisions, judgment, insomnia, early morning wakefulness, excessive sleeping, a change in appetite, overeating, or appetite loss. Obviously, any thoughts of suicide or attempts at suicide are clear indicators of depression. Or persistent aches or pains, headaches, cramps, even digestive problems that do not get better with treatment. These are all things to kind of pay attention to. And when you see them, you have to intervene. You have to bring them to their physicians and have the medical professional rule out any medical origin to these problems. And when there is nothing there of a medical orientation, you have to intervene psychologically. You have to get them the support and the help that they need to help themselves move beyond the depression and help themselves be more hopeful about the future and be completely committed to all of the treatment processes. Thank you so much for listening to the Dr. Ivan Show. I'll be back next on Monday, June 20th. Until then, please take good care of yourselves and your parents.
The opinions you hear on Lifestyle Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Lifestyle Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Lifestyle Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at lifestyletalkradio.com.